Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92 of Muscadet, died December 31st at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Stanick is survived by her twin brother, Bernard and Sharon Creel of Madison, five children, Donna Stanick of Durham, North Carolina, Ronald Stanick of Huntington, West Virginia, Julie Stanick and Charles Lauber of Fort Collins, Colorado, and Joanne Stanick and John Stanick and Lindsay, all of Durham, North Carolina. Six grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Rose Creel Hooks, Helen Stanick, Ann McGuire, Helen Stanick, Mary Lou Stanick, and Dorothy and Richard Hackle. Many nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92 of Muscadet. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg, died December 29th at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Friday at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg. Burial will follow in Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Eva Middlestead is survived by her sons, Daryl and Janie Middlestead and Keith Middlestead. Four grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died December 31st at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Jim Tidrick is survived by a son, Brian and Lupe of Madison, a daughter, Melanie and Stephen of Port Washington, a brother, Ray and Rose Tidrick, sister-in-law, Diane Tidrick, many nieces, nephews, grandnieces, and grandnephews. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. David J. Copus Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died December 22nd. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday at the Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. David Copus is survived by four children, Teresa Gardner and Jason Johnson, Jennifer and Matt Schultz, David, Joe Copus Jr., and Jasper Dean Copus. 11 grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, daughter-in-law Molly Rutherford, his twin brother Daryl Copus, siblings Jane Viborn, Jerry and Teddy Copus, and Nancy Welch. Also many nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives. David J. Copus Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61 of Soldiers Grove, died December 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 3 at the American Legion Post 220 in Soldiers Grove. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is assisting the family. Becky Salmon is survived by her husband Rick, three children, Nathan Gander and Shannon Collins of Gays Mills, Shannon and Michael Russell of Viola, and Kaylee and Cody Knapp of Stitzer. Seven grandchildren, her chosen parents, Roy and Wanda Davidson, along with many other in-laws, close friends, and relatives. Rebecca Becky Selman, 61, of Soldiers Grove. Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet, died Thursday in his sleep. A graveside service and celebration will be held in North Freedom in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bernard Ward is survived by 4 children, Pamela Ward, Diane Smallwood, Timothy Ward, and Brenda Walsh. 4 grandsons, 3 granddaughters, and 10 great-grandsons. Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jean Reese is survived by 2 sons, Jeffrey Reese and Eileen Molly Rosau, and David and Diane Marie Reese, a nephew and 3 nieces. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died Sunday after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care Friday, January 17th from 4 until 6, and again Saturday, January 18th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Harper is survived by her husband Bob, 3 children, Cindy and Mike Smits, Bob and Michelle Harper, and Mike and Christy Harper. 7 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Gerald, Toby Halverson, Sandra and Kelly Ferguson, Janice and Butch Keller, Roger Halverson, and Vicki Adams. Also many other relatives and friends. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John Edward Ressler, 90, of Plain, died Saturday following a long illness. To honor John's wishes, there will not be a funeral service. His family invites you to privately celebrate John's life in your own way. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. John Ressler is survived by 5 children, Sheila and Tom Roback, Kevin and Lisa Ressler, Dawn and Brett Muller, Brian and Chris Ressler, and Shana Jatsik, 6 grandchildren and a great-grandchild. John Edward Ressler, 90, of Plain. Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday, January 19th at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday, January 19th, from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Vicki Zimple is survived by her husband, William, 4 children, Jeremy Zimple, Craig and Megan Zimple, Peggy and Ernesto Alatorre, and Brooke Zimple and Scott Stitzer, 4 grandchildren, a brother, Dennis Adametz, and 2 nieces. Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel.